This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the 24th episode of the Dunedin Otago Sister City Society podcast on Otago Access Radio. I'm your host today, Haruko Stewart, a member of the Sister City Society and a Japanese Senior Teaching Fellow of the Languages and Cultures at Otago University. I'm right here today with our awesome guests, Shota Kozakai and Naoki Kozakai, Otago Japanese Student Association President and Executive Members. So Shota, Naoki, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining me today. Yeah, you must be very busy. I mean, you know, this is your kind of pre-exam time, so you've got like deadlines for your assignments and everything. Yeah, so you must be very busy. So thank you. Thank you very much for joining me. So, yeah, let's relax and just, you know, like talk about ourselves a lot. So, Shota and Naoki, you've been here for how many years? At what age, when did you come here to Japan or to New Zealand, or you were born in here? Tell me a little bit about your upbringing, right? Yeah.
So both of us were actually born in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
And so both of us were actually born up in Nelson.
Mm.
And we moved to Dunedin when I was four and you were two.
I was around two, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so you are Kiwis. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
you were born and raised in New Zealand.
Yep.
Wow. So do you remember your Nelson days?
I don't remember anything.
You were a little too remember these things.
Yep.
But, well, I'm sure you had a lot of great memories. Yeah. So your mom and your father and your mother came to New Zealand first to Nelson.
I think they met at Queenstown. Then, then they got married at Queenstown,
uh-huh.
Then moved to Nelson.
Uh-huh.
Then they had a Japanese restaurant in Nelson.
You mean they owned a restaurant?
They were running it, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, they haven't told me these things yet. Such humble people. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder she's a great cook. They are great cooks. And they're very good at those things. Nah, wow. Wow. Okay. Well, sometimes I say nah because, you know, looking at these lovely smiles, I feel like speaking Japanese as well because they are fluent in Japanese as well, which is fantastic and amazing. So I want to find more about this. So you are born here, raised here as well, but you are, like I've just said, you are so fluent. You are bilingual. How did you manage to actually become fluent in both languages?
To be honest, like I think I learned Japanese first. We grew up in quite a Japanese environment.
Mm.
Our family had lots of Japanese culture and we had like Japanese TV shows, Japanese books, Japanese. I mean, everything around our family was Japanese at home. So I learned Japanese first. Then when I was around five, when we went to school, we began learning English.
Mm-hmm.
Then I guess since we're in an English environment at school, we naturally got a grasp of English.
Of course, because you had to talk to your friends in English, right?
Yeah.
And to your teachers. Yeah, because your parents are Japanese people. Yeah. Isn't it, I mean, fantastic? I mean, you're lucky. I mean, you've been working hard. You've been doing your best and making efforts. So it's not lucky. But, I mean, to have such a great environment, I think it's very fortunate. And you've been making the most of it, don't you think? Yeah. So, Shota, you were here. You came to Dunedin at the age of four.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a lot, like, when you came to Dunedin?
I don't remember anything per se.
Uh-huh.
But I think 4 years old, you're starting, you know, kindergarten, you're nearly getting to primary school. So there's a lot of time of change, I guess. And so I remember it in that way, but no real details, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. That's right. I think you had great fun with your friends.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, so you were very little, but did you feel the difficulty of learning English from scratch because you had been learning Japanese first and after that you had to talk to your friends at kindies or primary schools in English. Do you remember that time or a little bit here and there?
I think I remember it more because I guess it was our parents' philosophy of just teaching Japanese in the household and they'll eventually learn English because we live in New Zealand type of thing.
Yeah. Well, that was right. Yeah. Well, they knew it. Yeah. They knew it. So and you think naturally you kind of got it, you think? Through your interactions with your friends and everything.
Well, it's, I guess it's kind of funny because I only knew Japanese until I went to, like, kindergarten. So I didn't know, like, as much New Zealand was so English dominant. And so I kind of went in not being able to speak the language at all. So it seemed like everyone was almost like aliens.
That's a great way to describe what it was like. Yeah. I see. Okay. So actually you thought they are weird. I mean, they are different.
In my small world,
yeah, I am right. Yeah, sure. Of course, because you had been brought up like that. That's very, very interesting. Did you feel like that too?
Yeah. I feel I had a similar idea, but it's just like, when you're in private, or like when you're very little, you don't really care about some social aspects. So I wasn't too bothered by it. It's just, oh, everyone can't really understand me. But to be honest, I didn't think too much of it. It's just like everyone can just, I can just play tag. I can still play tag with everyone, play football with everyone. So
I love that because otherwise you would feel like, oh, I'm isolated. I don't have any friends, but you didn't care. You were so carefree in a good way. Like, well, I mean, I'm the right one and they're a little strange. So maybe they will follow me, right? Mm. Good on you. I love that positive attitude. And then you were kids, so you gradually kind of learned English. And when you know it, you knew it. I mean, it didn't matter, right? Yeah, okay. So did you have great days like in primary schools? In which school? To which school did you go?
We went to Balaclava Primary School. Then intermediate, we both went to Balmaceda Intermediate, but then we went to different high schools.
Okay. You went to?
King's High School.
Shota went to King's High School. Great. And then Naoki went to?
Logan Park High School.
Oh, okay. Well, both are great, great schools. Yeah. They're different? Well, maybe you don't know the other one. But well, looking at you too, I think they are both great schools. Yeah. So what did you do? What did you like to do when you were high school students? I mean, it's not a long time ago. Yeah. So maybe it's more recent for you. Yeah. Oh, but you actually came to university early.
Yeah.
Naoki did very well at school and came to university very early. Yeah. So do you remember any particular memories that you kind of enjoyed and still think about, like, from high school?
I really enjoyed, like, club activities. Logan Park High School allowed me to do university and high school at the same time. And the reason why I wanted to stay is so I could still play football, still play chess, still be part of the school and still be part of the clubs at Logan Park. That's what I really enjoyed.
Oh, yeah. I've got an image of Logan Park being like so free spirited and let students do whatever they're interested in.
Yeah.
And King's High School as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Could you tell me a little bit about your high school and maybe your friends or your memories or anything you kind of can think of about King's High School? What is it like?
So for me, King's is obviously a boys' school, so there's a real sense of brotherhood, I guess.
Nice.
And so I think I don't know because I didn't go to another high school, uh-huh. but you're closer to your friends in that sense, oh. and you're almost like brothers. So I really enjoyed that element.
I know what you mean. Oh, that's great. Mm. So you still keep in touch with them, of course.
Yes.
You hung out with them. Yeah, a lot of them come to university together.
Yeah, most
with
of them
you.
Did. So.
Yeah. And do you major in different things, but sometimes you get together?
Yeah, we make sure to hang out pretty often, so
right?
keep in touch.
Oh, great. So, Shota, what do you major in? Please tell listeners what you major in, and
So I'm a second-year student taking biochemistry.
Oh, wow. You are a science person.
I like to think so.
Oh, yes. You must be. Please teach me because I'm poor at science and everything. Wow. So were you have you been interested in science since you were little, or at high school you kind of had an opening eye kind of time, like, oh, I love science?
I would say that I didn't really have that during high school, but after high school I took a gap year, and when I was taking my gap year, I wouldn't say I discovered a love for science, but a lot of things that I guess I was curious about in life were science related. So I was like, I wanted to learn more about science and how, I guess, the science world works.
That's great. And you were enjoying learning anything scientific kind of at high school?
Yeah, I did take a lot of sciences in high school, but I wouldn't say I loved it as much as I do now.
Very honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do now, right?
Yes, I do enjoy it.
Oh, that's great. And so is it a three-year course? Like, I'm talking about undergraduate courses.
Yep, it's a three-year course.
And you are thinking about maybe, like, moving on to the next level, like master's, PhDs, or?
Yeah, hopefully. Mm. At least the master's would be good.
Oh, great. Wow, that's great. And Naoki, so you are doing a master's.
Yep.
Okay, so in what subject, please?
I'm doing a master's in physics now, but I did my bachelor's and my bachelor's with honors in math, so I consider myself a mathematician.
Yeah, you are both math people. Wow. I'm envious of math people, science people. Yeah. So you like logical things, like everything logical.
Yeah. When I was in intermediate, I had a really amazing math teacher, and that person inspired me to taught me how satisfying it is to do math, and like it felt so great after solving a hard problem. That was like my spark for math. Then I continued to study math during high school.
Oh,
and,
that's great. Yeah. That's inspiring. Yeah, good to have inspiring teachers and people, adults around you, right, to influence you. And I can't miss this. I mean, I have to talk about this. You did well with the speech contest in the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society, which we belong to. So I have to mention this. So you did entries, like, how many times you were there? Like,
I think
three times.
Like, yeah, a couple times got cancelled because of COVID. So
that's right. Yeah. And of course Shota, as a big brother, supporting him and kind of cheering him up, and right, yeah, you did very well. I mean, your topics were so unique, and everybody was into it. Yeah. I mean, the reason why I'm laughing so much, maybe listeners don't know why I'm laughing so much. I wish you were there. I mean, the topics were so unique, and he was just fantastic. Yeah, you did well.
Thank you.
We miss you being there. I mean, yeah, could you stay? I mean, as a high school student? Yeah, you just left high school so quickly and went to university. So we were like, oh, no more Naoki. Yeah, maybe in the future. Yeah, there are a lot of speech contests out there. Yeah, Shota, your Japanese is fantastic as well. So maybe you should I don't know, put your entry in those contests.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a lot of things, right? So I ask you a little bit about your interesting childhood. So so you are a Japanese Kiwi. How do you see yourselves? I mean, we don't have to categorize ourselves or anything like that. But like, I'm sure a lot of people, because your languages are so great, a lot of people, maybe Japanese people, Kiwi people, they both maybe ask you, oh, where you come from originally. Do you get this kind of question quite often?
Yeah, I do. Yes. And I guess it's a case by case thing.
Mm.
So when I'm in New Zealand, I guess there's like a switch where I go New Zealand Kiwi mode. And like if I'm in, even in, when I'm in New Zealand, if it's a Japanese environment, I'll be able to turn on my Japanese mode and I'll become Japanese. So yeah. I think I'm very fluid with that.
That's good. That's good. That's ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you are you and you've got both.
Mm.
Yeah. Both cultures in you. And that's fantastic. Do you feel the same way as Shota, Naoki? Mm.
To be honest, I feel like... I feel like my conversation skills in Japanese isn't as good. Like, even if I have the knowledge, it's hard to, like, converse in converse and socialize in Japanese. So I feel, to some extent, I'm more of a Kiwi than a Japanese person.
Because you've been here for a long time. I mean, yeah, so it's only natural, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, as a Japanese teacher, I would say your Japanese is very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. So that's good. So to in front of, maybe in front of Japanese people, you're kind of maybe bowing more. Yeah, so this kind of very polite. Apologizing for nothing. Yeah, that's good. And in front of cute people, yeah, bro.
Cheers,
like
mate.
That. Cheers, mate. That's great. That's fantastic, don't you think?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in this international, global kind of, you know, like world, it's good to be at least bilingual, right?
Mm.
Have you ever been interested in other languages as well, first Shota?
I've been interested, but I haven't made a commitment to any
language. That's all right.
So.
That's all right. In which language, can I ask you?
Spanish, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You will be great at pronunciation too, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of Japanese people, well, people who can speak Japanese, very good at pronunciation because of our vowels.
Mm.
Yeah, that's great. And how about you, Naoki?
When I was in high school, I actually took Korean for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Did you like it?
Yep. I only realized this after high school, but it's like the grammatical structure for Korean and Japanese are like exactly the same.
Yes, I hear that.
So
yeah.
I wish I knew that back in high school because I didn't make that connection then, and it was much harder to learn.
Oh, well, you are still, what, like 20, 19?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still early. You can learn it anytime. Yeah. So, okay, so you are studying now, and then you told me that next year you both will graduate from Otago University. Well, you might move on to the next level of the study, but still, your undergraduate courses, well, for Shota will end next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking about moving on, well, moving to Japan or staying in New Zealand or any plans for the year after next, after your graduation? A little early to talk about it, but as a dream or as just a plan, which you can change anytime?
No concrete plans. I haven't made a commitment, but I want to travel the world a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely on the bucket list for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when that's going to come,
mm-hmm.
but maybe that could be the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to go to like at least every single continent on the world. So
wow, that's interesting.
I guess that's a goal.
Oh, that's a great goal.
Mm.
Yeah. You're thinking about like living in Japan for a while? Not like forever, but for a few years at least. Are you kind of putting it on your bucket list as well?
Yeah, so for my master's, if I do one, I'm thinking it's definitely a possibility that I do it in Japan as well. So in that sense, maybe Japan could be the future for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Oh, great. Well, I mean, you've got your ojiichan, obaachan, grandparents in Japan and your friends. So you can decide. I mean, you can make your decision anytime, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, but you are focusing on your current study a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds great to me. And how about you, Naoki?
I actually will be applying to Japan to start study next year for a master's or PhD.
Mm.
I haven't decided. I plan to both a master's and a PhD.
Mm.
And I'll be going to Japan in August to take the exams.
Wow. So it is concrete for you.
Basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. In which area?
I'm applying to Kyoto University and University of Tokyo.
Oh, two best universities, Naoki. Wow. Wow, you'll be a doctor from Kyoto University or Tokyo University. Either way, this is fantastic. Well, are you thinking about becoming a lecturer?
Hopefully, I feel you're contributing to society by producing research, and also you teach the next generation about new topics. So I feel that would be quite. There's like a lot of ikigai with that job.
That's great. That's great, Naoki. Wow.
Oh, crap.
Yes. But Shota, I mean, I'm interested in what you're going to do too, because you are a very unique person. Yeah, really, really. You two are very unique brothers. Yeah. And you are on good terms. You are very close to each other.
Yeah.
Ah, that's nice. Do you hang out with each other? I know with your friends, but with you, just two of you together, like do something together sometimes?
I think we do than most brothers or family would.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's not like we don't really plan anything out.
Oh, that's okay.
So
that's brothers,
like,
right? You just chill out, you know?
I'm going to do this later today. Do you want to come with? It's kind of a vibe. So we do that often.
Yeah. So, okay. When you do talk to each other, I mean, you've been here in New Zealand. Do you speak in Japanese or in English or both or champon, like a mixture of both? Yeah.
When we were like 5 years old, when we were little, we would actually talk in Japanese to each other.
Oh.
But then around like intermediate high school, we decided to switch to English since everyone around us is English. So
yeah, because I mean, if they don't understand what you're talking about, it could sound a little rude. You are very thoughtful. And it was good for you because like you told me before that you were just speaking Japanese, so you wanted to acquire English as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, great. And let me ask you a little bit about your mother's hometown. Where does she come from?
So she comes from a prefecture called Wakayama.
Oh, nice place. And you've got ojiichan, obaachan there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How often do you visit them?
When we were kids, every maybe 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I've been going probably like every year.
Oh, great. Mm. Are you planning to visit them this year as well?
Fingers crossed, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Around Christmas, November, December?
Somewhere during January, probably.
Oh, January. The beginning of each year, you kind of tend to go back there.
Yep.
Yeah, because you have to think about your parents' jobs and everything, right? And you have summer holiday for 4 months. Wow. Very good.
That's good.
Yeah. And when you go to Wakayama, what do you do, both of you? Like, just to relax? You've got friends in Wakayama as well?
We usually relax. And also, our grandparents have a farm in Wakayama, so we help out with the farm a lot.
Oh, you mean you cultivate, you do everything like farmers do?
Yeah. Or they teach us. And one thing I do a lot is... So they have a mandarin farm, and the mandarins need a cover.
Oh.
So we need to cover. So on each mandarin, we need to put a cover, and
oh
we do that for every single tree.
It's a big job. Yeah. Like for what? Like thousands of mandarins?
Probably a couple hundred.
Oh. Yeah. And what, like six of you? Or two of you? Or depends.
It depends. Yeah. But we usually try to help them as much as possible.
Yeah. Wow. Is it a Japanese mikan?
Yep.
Wakayama.
Wakayama is famous for that.
Dekopon.
Yeah. Dekopon. That's right. Dekopon. Little bit big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can see them in Tokyo, but not often. But yeah, sometimes. And I've tried them and they're very nice. Juicy as, right? Yeah. That's great. So, well, next time when I see Dekopon, I will think about your parents. I mean, grandparents as well. Yeah. So that's great. And so you see a lot of friends in Wakayama too. I mean, I know you have to help them with farming as well, but you see your friends as well? Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because you, I see. Yeah, because you were born and you've been born and raised here. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, but you've got like relatives, cousins in the same area?
So I did a gap year in Japan.
That's
so
right.
I have a lot of friends in Osaka, which is the prefecture next to Wakayama.
Right.
So I guess when I go back, I usually see those friends more than friends in Wakayama.
Yeah, because you were so little when you started going there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So tell me more about your Osaka friends. Are they from, like what, like you were traveling around and met them in different cities? Or how did you meet these people? Like when you stayed in Osaka?
During my gap year, I just went to a lot of places in Japan. But the time I spent probably the longest was working at Universal Studios Japan in Osaka.
Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you for giving me topics. I mean, that's a very exciting topic.
Yes.
Wow, really?
And so during that time, I made a lot of friends because a lot of the workers there are same age as me, very energetic, outgoing. So they were very welcoming.
Yeah, of course. So you were standing like there to welcome visitors at each attraction. That kind of job? Or what did you do? Tell us more. It's very exciting because maybe a lot of people here want to work there because a lot of my students in the past wanted to work for Disneyland.
Mm.
Yeah. And they had like a kind of like a package tour to go there to work for few months. And yeah, I don't know about now, but and my students went there to work for Disneyland. So they are interested. I mean,
I would definitely recommend it because when you're working there, you can actually visit the park for free. You get a free pass, so it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But what I was doing individually, so I was working at a pizza restaurant, so that was my main job. But when you're working there, you have to play like a character.
Oh.
And so my character when you're working at this restaurant is I was Italian.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, you mean that?
Yes.
Not like a character,
no,
like
no,
a muscle
no.
character. You have to
me.
Be a human, but something else. Not
well,
really you.
Some people are like that. So some people like actual characters. But
really? Did your boss tell you to become like an Italian or you decided?
No, everyone there has to become Italian.
Oh.
So if you're asked. Yes,
because it's
you're
a pizza
asked,
place.
Yes.
Okay, like, tell me.
If you're asked anything about like, oh, where did you come from or something, you have to say, oh, I was born in Italy. You have to like play into it.
Really?
Yes.
You're telling a lie.
They don't know that.
Really?
Yes.
And then did you have to dye your hair like now, like beautiful?
No, I didn't.
Black hair, well, dark hair, but you said I'm from Italy. Maybe customers know that's what you're going to do and they enjoy it, maybe. Yeah.
I think it's just building like the world.
Yes.
And playing into it so the people that visit the park can don't feel like it's a normal restaurant. It's more like they've stepped into a new world.
True.
Yes.
Well, that's what they want to create, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So so you worked there. Did you visit him in Naoki?
Not,
really?
Yeah. He was working like during the whole semester. So then he stopped working at around my around my holiday. So I wasn't able to visit him.
Oh, but you saw his photos and everything and heard about what he did. And yeah, so is it a nice place to recommend to people? You really like it? I mean, after working even more so.
I would say, yes, it is a very, very fun place. Yeah. And there's a lot of perks working there, like getting to visit for free and a bunch of other stuff. But I would say you get to see, like, the, I guess, real side of the park. So if you're a fan of the park, I wouldn't recommend working there.
Well said, well said. Yes. Yeah, to keep your dreams going, maybe better not to know. Yes. Well, in any companies anyway, right? Yes. Yeah, it's not just that, right? Mm. Yeah, so, okay, so if you like, USJ, if you like Disneyland, maybe just be apart from them and just visit them as a guest. Yeah. Great recommendation. Great advice, Shota. Yeah. But you still love it and you will go back there, right?
I do love it.
Yeah. So, well, what do you like? What characters or what attraction, what do you like best about USJ? Like Harry Potter or?
Yeah, for me, definitely Harry Potter.
Mm. You are Harry Potter era people, right? Yeah. Oh, yes. Maybe you are a little younger.
Too young,
yeah. But you did read them or you know a lot about
them. I watched all the movies.
Oh, great. Mm. So Harry Potter is number one. Yeah. What else do they have? I've never been there. Do you recommend me to go there?
I would definitely recommend it. It's very fun. Super Mario.
Oh, yes.
Jurassic Park / World.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. I recommend that.
Ooh.
And then I would say the main difference between Universal Studios and Disney is that they're a lot more welcoming to, like, other media. So, like, there's a lot of anime stuff.
Oh!
So, I don't know what the trend is right now, but the popular anime at the time will have an attraction for it.
I see. Yes. I know what you mean.
So, like, a couple years ago, it was Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba rides. And so, it's always changing in that sense.
Ah, so you can go back there anytime, and it's a little bit different every year.
Yes.
Every time. I see, because Disney is Disney only. Yeah, Disney. Yeah. So if you love Disney, I mean, it's great, right?
Yes.
But, oh, okay, so they're flexible that in like that.
Mm.
Yeah, so they welcome other anime things, manga things, other characters. Yeah.
Literally anything, to be honest. Because a lot of, like, K-pop stuff as well. So if you're interested in that. I think a lot of popular, like, artists, I don't know K-pop, so K-pop artists will actually come to a concert at Universal Studios sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. So BTS came to USJ, Osaka?
I'm not sure about BTS, but I know Twice definitely did at one
point. Oh, that's another popular group.
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. You could be in a Korean K-pop group.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Humble. Okay. Okay. Oh, wow. That's good. Okay. Thank you very much. Are you thinking about visiting USJ? Are you interested?
I mean, yeah, I love USJ. Like,
oh, good.
USJ has more, like, adventurous rides compared to Disneyland. So I prefer having, like, thrilling rides, going on a big adventure. So that's why I usually love USJ.
So you both have been to both Disneyland and USJ.
Yep.
Okay. Wow, that's great. Okay, I'll think about going to USJ. Okay, so this is the main topic to talk about, right? So you are Otago Japanese Student Association executive members. And now you are the president, right?
Yep.
Are you a treasurer or are you
no,
a... Yeah, that's why. Executive member, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your club because I want to promote that club to everyone here, right here as well.
Thanks so much.
Yes, President Naoki, please.
So basically, we're the Otago Japanese Student Association at University of Otago, and this is catered towards anyone that's interested in Japanese culture.
Mm.
So even if you're not Japanese, if you love Japan, we welcome you. If you want to come and meet Japanese people, you're also welcome. And if you are Japanese, you're also welcome. So anyone is welcome in this club. And the activities we do are usually Japan themed. So last weekend we had a ramen making event.
Mm.
So, and we also have like sushi making event, also non-Japanese events like movie nights, ice skating. So what I want to create is an environment for people who love Japan, who are Japanese, or just interested in Japanese culture to meet new people, have fun, and just a place for everyone where everyone can socialize and have fun.
That's great. You are open to everyone. Yeah. So how many members have you got right now? I mean, approximately.
At the moment, around 70 people.
Everything. Okay, president. Tell us.
Yeah. At the moment, around 70 members, I think.
That is a lot. Yeah. Well done. You got these many people. Yeah, I saw both of you like really promoting your club to a lot of people in the orientation day kind of booth. Yeah, so I'm sure at that time a lot of people got like interested in your club. 70-something, that is a lot. Yeah, so will it be on like next year too? Because I was a little bit concerned in the past. Thanks to you, it's there and so thriving, and that's great. Thank you. But for a few years, there were times when we didn't have Otago Japanese Student Association here and there for a few years. We didn't, but since you started it, and the former people started it, so in the past 5 years, it's been really, really going well. Yeah, so will you be the president next year too, or you have to kind of change, like you've got a term?
I mean, I will be graduating, so I will not be able to continue it on next year. But hopefully, by hosting like great events, we get more people to come, more people that are interested in Japan, and hopefully there are people that want to help out OJSA.
Yeah.
Like I think some people will want to create events as well. Mm-hmm. Have to see people to make events that everyone enjoy.
Mm.
So hopefully, we host events that everyone enjoys and that sparks a new generation of people to join us and do more events and keep on continuing OJSA.
Great. You are so determined. Yeah. I mean, in your busy life, you are really determined and you've been doing well. I think you've got more members than last year and you've been really working hard. And I think it's really well known right now. A lot of my students know the club and I ask them if they are part of it. They say, yeah. So, and they enjoy the ramen event. Yeah. Was it delicious? Oh my God, I wish I were there. So you did have toppings and everything, and you created your original ones. Yeah. And a lot of people came. It was a full house, right?
Yeah, a full house.
Yeah, so how many people?
32.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah, because it's got a limit of number that you can hold. Yeah, about 35 people so happy about their original ramen. Yeah. Did you make yours too? Did you have time? Because you had to kind of explain and help them. And
We had a trial run the day before, so everyone knows how to make ramen. Mm. So the day before, we made ramen together so we can teach other people how to make ramen for the actual event.
Oh, so great.
On the day, we couldn't really eat ramen, but the day before, we were...
Of course, you deserve that. Yeah. I mean, you've been working hard on that, right? So I remember you had a sushi event before as well.
Yeah.
And now ramen. Yeah. So what will come next? Tonkatsu party or... What are you thinking? I mean, it doesn't have to be a food festival, but...
Sushi making is usually a semester two thing. We do it semester two every year, but... we've realized food makes everyone happy, so we're hoping to make more food events.
That can actually have more people coming to you. Yeah. Well, what could be a next food event?
Maybe like hot pot or
nabe. Nice. It's getting cold. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Very good. So you do have like a weekly meeting or get together? How does it work?
This year we've kind of been focusing more on creating bigger events. Mm. So unfortunately this year we haven't done it so far, but
that's all right.
Depending on, like, to be honest, we don't know what the members want, so we'll be sending it survey to everyone to see if they're missing the weekly meetups or if they want it back or if they want more socialization events.
It's very hard to tell, right? Because you don't want to push too much, but you don't want to be like organizing less. So do you hang out with some of the members though? Like the lovely vice president lady? She.
Nazna-san.
Nazna-san. Wow, such a lovely name. Nazna-san. We should have invited her to this too. But I wanted to focus on the Kozakai brothers. So. So Nazna-san, so you hang out like in front of the central library at the link. I see a lot of you kind of often. Right?
That's where we have our meetings usually. So.
No need to have like an official weekly meeting. You do have a meeting every day. So you kind of hang out there and study together and have fun and catch up and everything.
And discuss, like, how can we make OJSA better? What are some future events we could do?
Very determined, and you are putting your heart and soul into the club. So you've been supporting him a lot, too. Because you are thinking about, okay, let's talk about Seijin Shiki, coming of age day ceremony, right? And you've been involved with that. So that's what Kinki Daigaku University students started 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
In the first year, I didn't join that. I think I was in Japan, but from the second year, so in the past 2 years, I've been invited and enjoying mingling with young people who just became 20 years old. So you've been involved with that. So how do you find that ceremony? You find it special? And you joined the ceremony as a 20-year-old person too. And now you want to organize this and keep kind of going. So what are you doing? What have you been doing to kind of keep it going so far? Oh, there had to be a lot, even just, you know, talk to my kinky Daigaku friends a lot, anything.
I guess I have been involved loosely, every year.
That's all right,
And so I've
any
seen,
help will do.
Yes, and so I've seen, like, I guess the pattern of how it's ran every single year. And one thing, I guess, that's when I say we, I talk about everyone that's in Dunedin and is supporting the people that come to Dunedin from Japan and running the ceremony is making an environment where they can host the ceremony themselves. And so I think it's very, very special that they're the ones, they're the main characters of the events.
Like Disneyland or USJ.
Yes.
They're cast.
And so creating the environment so that they can succeed is something that we're really prioritizing. That's why this year we've been holding meetings from this period of the time. And we're making a lot of documents so the process is more streamlined. And hopefully by doing that, we can continuously improve the event going forward in the future. Because obviously, ceremony as is amazing. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's beautiful.
But we always want to improve. And so we're looking for ways to improve it. And one of those things is potentially reaching out to other cities as well. So with the lovely help of Haruko-sensei.
Lovely help, Thanks. Thank you for your lovely message. Thank you.
We've had contact with people in Wellington as well. And this year, I guess start of next year, we're hopefully going to host a Seijin Shiki in Wellington as well. Fingers crossed.
Oh, yes. I think with your effort, definitely. And the people are so supportive. Mm. Even the embassy people told me that they put your photos, beautiful photos from this year's January the 15th, was it 10th? Anyway, this year's ceremony photos, they posted them on their embassy site, which was so well received.
That's amazing to hear.
Yeah, yeah. So they were actually very, very grateful. So they want to help you, maybe not financially, but, well, you know, in the world, we've got finance, financial problems anywhere. But definitely, I think they want to support you because they do actually appreciate you doing that. And they can post it on their embassy site because they are, you know, doing the same thing as us. Like, we want to spread our love and passion for Japan, and they want to increase people who are interested in Japan. Yeah, so they're really grateful. So I'm sure they will kindly do something for you. Yeah.
That would be amazing,
honestly. So I don't know whether you have a reason why you chose Wellington, but do you have any reasons to choose Wellington first, like as the second city? Not really.
I guess... There's other people that I'm running it with. A lot of them have connections to Wellington, surprisingly.
Oh, and good. Funnily. Yeah. And Otago has started like relationships a lot, like with them, right? Yeah. I mean, I hear on the site, Otago site, I saw you can do like a ryugaku exchange kind of programs between Victoria and Otago. Yeah, so you can go there for one semester study or something like that, right? So we need to deepen our relationships together. So that's great. Are you thinking about like moving to Auckland as well in the future, if we can?
Definitely want to.
So nationally, yeah.
A big part of what we've been doing the last couple of months is actually making it a incorporated society, a seijinshiki. So with that, we're hoping that we can... like develop the seijinshiki brand and extend to other cities as well. So fingers crossed again.
Oh, yes, yes. We just have to do it, right? Yes. Yeah, and you are so ready for that. Yeah, that's great. So you are, okay, getting back to your study at Otago University. You've been busy. So do you study, just a little student thing I'm curious about. Do you study in the library or you, do you study at home or you do study together in a group? What is kind of like what you enjoy doing for studying at university?
I actually... since I'm a master's room, the physics department just has a master's student's office, so I have my own like desktop and so that's probably I have to like run simulations on my laptop, so that's probably my best working space.
And then sometimes when you are tired or want to kind of talk to somebody, you do go to the link and to get together with them. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Because you need to concentrate on your thesis and everything, right? Yeah. And how about you, Shota? You kind of hang out in that link area often?
I mean, I usually study around the link or Central Library. But I'm a person that can't study with people around me.
Yeah,
so I need
to
be isolated, just... locked in on my work. So.
I'm the same. Really? Because a lot of people here, I mean, in this generation, I mean, I'm not trying to generalize, but you can do multiple tasks. Yeah. Good on you. We are together.
No.
But some of us are still, we prefer studying just by ourselves, quietly. But you know that, right? I mean, those people, they can listen to music and they can study and they don't mind people talking around them. Yeah. Well, we are all very different. Yeah. So you prefer a quiet place.
Yes.
Yeah. And please tell me a little bit about your family life. I want to get back to your lovely family, you know, Junko-san and Masa-san. And do you hang out with them kind of often or that a teenage thing kind of has gone or... sometimes.
As we've become a teenager, we've kind of been hanging out with them less.
That's common. That's common. Yeah.
I guess we're all... I don't think we have like a... all four of us same interest type of thing. So like, we'll like be in peers,
right? Yeah.
And be like, oh, since we're both interested in this, we'll do this together. So it's very like, I wouldn't say we get together as like a family of four and do something, but we'll definitely.
Well, that's normal. That's natural, right? Yeah. I mean, you are, you know, you are an adult. You are an adult now. You're adults, both of you, actually. And then you want to do what you have a passion for. Yeah. But sometimes, of course, you kind of do. Do you eat out together or you do have like a family gathering like that?
We definitely try to. And. Yeah, we're very busy, so it's hard to organize a day, but we do definitely do it.
And maybe you do, oh, in your parents', you know, Wakayama farming house, you do have maybe a New Year's holiday together?
We try to, yeah.
Yeah, like with beautiful osechi food and everything. Are they people who do make these traditional things still? Your grandparents.
Yes, they try to, but as they're getting old, it's obviously a lot to prepare.
Yeah. Well, so I've never prepared, so neither. Maybe I should have not even asked this question because it must be very hard to make everything.
I guess our grandparents have the knowledge and our extended family will help out and try to recreate those achievements.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. But you have eaten them. You have had them before, right? Do you like them? Because, I mean, for me, they're a little bit too sweet. Yeah, for preserving them, like, for a long time on New Year's holiday, they make them kind of quite sweet. Mm. Yeah, but you don't mind? You like them? Yeah?
Yeah, they're fine to eat.
Didn't sound that enthusiastic, but yeah. Well, they made effort, so yeah, you might as well enjoy.
Yeah.
So, as a, you know, 20, well, I don't know these days. I mean, is it okay to ask boys how old they are? Yeah, like 19.
And 20.
20. Oh, great. I wish I were. No. I'm happy about the way I am. But so what do you enjoy eating? What is your favorite food? Okay, let's get back to food. I mean, who doesn't like talking about food? What do you like? Because, I mean, so I'm curious because you know both. I mean, Japanese food, a lot of Japanese food and Kiwi food. What do you like?
My favorite food, my favorite Japanese snack is this food called Black Thunder.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Yep.
In a little packet.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, so nice. Yep. Yeah.
To be honest, yeah, that's my Japanese food. That's my favorite Japanese food. But if you want
food,
like
okay.
If you want
Sweets, but yeah, food. Okay. Yeah. Japanese
want,
food.
Yeah. If you want a proper food, I would say sushi.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like fish.
Yeah.
Raw fish. Yeah. Okay. How about you, Shota?
Yeah, same. I would say my taste buds are definitely Japanese. So sushi, ramen, anything basically like that, I love.
Fish and chips?
I do like it, but not as much.
Well, I mean, it's delicious and very good, but it's not something that you want to eat every day, right?
Yeah,
it's a special food and it's a special thing. So maybe every Friday, yes. But but you've been brought up with Japanese food.
Yep.
Yeah. So miso shiru, miso soup. Yeah. And what is your favorite food of your papa, otosama, or okasama? Do you have anything you like that, you know, among what they make?
The oyakodon is like really good.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, they were a professional.
Yeah.
Oyakodon.
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't eaten that for a long time. Okay. I'm ready to be invited. No, I'm joking. How about you, Shota?
Tempura.
Oh.
I like.
Do they make tempura?
Mm.
They are professional, Naoki. Well, what do you eat every day? Can I ask you? Yeah, I mean, it's about to finish, so I want to finish this with food, which we love.
I don't know how much I can say with my parents not getting mad at me, but it's definitely a lot of Japanese food, like Japanese curry, gyudon.
Oh, gyudon even they make. Oh, my God. Pro. Yeah. Okay, how about tonkatsu?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, maybe something that they don't cook is really difficult to find. Okay, my favorite. Okay. Hamburger?
Yes.
Okay. Tempura soba. Oh, yeah, she makes tempura. Yeah, so tempura soba. Yeah. Nabe yaki udon?
Occasionally, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. So basically everything.
Yep.
Okay. I can keep going, but I shouldn't because, well, I mean, it's almost time to say sayonara. You should come back again. Yeah. I mean, one episode is not long enough for you. You are very, very unique, interesting people. You're very promising young guys. I'm so proud of.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. You know, I don't have any kids. But I feel like you are my kids. I mean, maybe you don't want to have a crazy mother like me, but but yeah, you are great. So thank you very much. I mean, really, I'm sure our listeners really enjoy listening to you. You are very interesting, inspiring people, really fascinating. Your stories are fascinating. Yeah, thank you so much. So thank you for joining me. Thank you. Yeah, and could you come back again?
Hopefully. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Well,
thank
you know, Shota has been in, the studio like for how many times? This is the third time. Third or fourth time. So, well, he'll be back for the fifth. And Naoki will come back for the second. Yeah. And with Nazuna-san maybe next time.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's great. So, yeah, thank you very much. So, I hope you've enjoyed listening to them. I'm sure you have. So please contact the Dunedin Otaru Sister City Society if you're interested. And please contact Naoki and Shota for Otago Japanese Student Association. Once again, I'll repeat, Otago Japanese Student Association. That's a fantastic club. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.